reflect a little bit on this discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think you made an excellent point. At previous meetings, I recall we had quite a bit of a discussion around this, whether we were talking about cars, whether we were talking about motorcycles, whether we were talking about bicycles, or were we talking about shared mobility or just private vehicles. We mentioned as also what you just raised now about the geographical and to extent regulatory environment around stations of what can and what physically can in terms of space, but also what policy-wise countries or local authorities may want to encourage in that state, in that situation. Because of all those things, that's why the text that is included was proposed to cover private and shared, which means it is all types of private, it can be all types of private vehicle, whether it is a bicycle, a motorbike, or a car, or a bus, if you can have a private bus or you have a big family. But at the same time, the use of the word solutions was used. So that doesn't mean that there are physical parking spots in the station for someone to park a private car. It could be that the solution is that, well, actually, you're not allowed to drive in by car anyway, so there is no parking spaces for you there because it's in the center of a city and there are no parking facilities. Or on the other hand, there could be publicly accessible private parking garages or whatever they happen to be called available nearby the station that could be used. Mm-hmm. So the use of private and shared transport solutions was specifically to leave it as open as it needs to be for the relevant national and local authorities and station managers to be able to provide what needs to be provided within national requirements. Now, if it helps to include that terminology within national and local requirements, that's something that could be added in further towards the end of that first sentence.